Here's Brett Bowen with This Week in Auburn Softball.
In This Week in Auburn Softball, the Tigers are coming off a win over number 4 Tennessee, and this week they step in to non-conference play. We welcome in Tigers head coach Mickey Dean, Coach War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Coach, I know this time last week is the time that you made the decision to announce you were stepping down at the end of the season. I know going into these decisions, timing is everything. Why was this timing good for you?
You know, John and I sat down a couple of times and just talked through it, and my biggest thing is I wanted to do what was best for the program as far as the timing. You know, I knew what my decision was going to be, but what would be the best timing for the program? How should we do this? And, you know, he had some discussions with some people and came back the following week, last Tuesday, and we felt that the timing would be best to announce now so that with the current players, the recruits that have been signed, the commitments, future commitments, would have somebody to relate to communicate with at the very end of the season, instead of waiting till the end of the season and then taking a time period where they really don't have anyone to talk to or communicate with that would be on staff for sure. And so that's how we came to that decision, and I felt good about it. I felt good about the timing. There's never a right time. There's never a best time. Mm-hmm.
Well, and your Tigers, you had to come out after that decision and face a top five team in the country in Tennessee. And you come out and you take one from Tennessee. And, Coach, all three games were competitive. Your team showed up and they responded in that series. I thought just your takeaways from that three-game weekend.
Well, our team has a lot of fight in it. You know, it really does. And we've been going through and had some tough games and tough results. And mentally, that can really be draining.
Yeah.
And, you know, I took a page from the soccer show. What was that? What's that? What was the soccer show called?
Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso, you know, where he's like, look, it's, you know, people are sad. And I know you're sad. But the good thing is, the best thing is that we get to be together. And we get to be together. And we get to decide how we're going to progress through this. You know, some people are sad and they got nobody. And mm-hmm. and so I took a page out of Lasso. I thought it was a good commentary. And, you know, these kids work hard every day. And I know, you know, you only look at the wins and losses as far as your results. But for us coaches, there's a lot of other things that we look at to mm-hmm. get to that bottom line result. And we're so close, so close. You don't realize how close you are. And I tell them all the time, I was like, you know, no one fails. No one ever fails in anything they do until they quit, because they never realize how close they are to success. And so, do you have it within you, and do we have it within us to keep getting up off the mat and charging forward? Because at some point, we will reach success. And I said, I don't believe you're quitters. I don't believe we are quitters. And keep chopping wood, keep carrying water. I said, because some people are only going to do it. They just don't want to chop that much wood and carry that much water. But just keep working, keep working. Good things are going to happen. You've earned it. You deserve it. And if we didn't feel you did, then we'd say, all right, we got to do some more of this stuff. But you have worked hard. We have worked hard. We have worked hard. And so I was really happy. I was really happy for us. I was really happy for them. On Sunday, they did a lot of things right, and came away, you know, with a win.
Let's focus on that game win on Sunday. The game had a little bit of everything in it, and I thought, of course, it starts in the circle, but even more so at the plate. You had to face Carlin Pickens, one of the better pitchers and hardest throwers in the SEC. What did you think about the adjustments that your team was able to make from the first outing on Friday till Sunday? And Sunday got the best of her with some extra base hits.
Well, yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, you know, Friday we got to her early. And so I think we had some confidence going into Sunday when we saw, because she is good. But for some reason, we had that confidence because of Friday night. And, you know, early on, they made a mistake, and we got the early lead. You know, we went out there on defense. Maddie threw the ball well. We played good defense. Shut them down early. Thank goodness. Because they're, you know, I said their hitters are like piranhas. You know, when one feasts, they all feast. But you have to shut them down early. Otherwise, they're going to feast. And then we come out and we get runners on, and we decide to bunt. And they make a mistake. And we're able to capitalize. And we get the early lead. And then we really kept them off balance the rest of the game offensively. And eventually, we get to that sixth inning, and we get those outside pitches, and we take them backside. They're not foul. Now they're down the line, double, triple, double, and yeah, it was good to see the work have success.
Well, and you mentioned Maddie Pinta and how she was on Sunday. I got a text mid-game asking, hey, close one, can you think Auburn can hang on? I said, absolutely. I said, Maddie's on today. Yeah. And when Maddie's on, Auburn doesn't lose. At what point did you know, hey, Maddie's on today? How early in the game was it? Or is there ever a point in the game where you're like, hey, she's got it. It's going to be a good day.
So I won't give it all away.
Sure.
But, you know, I call the pitches and I call the locations. And sometimes I don't expand those locations because it's so close, and I'm like, well, it's not a big deal. But in the fourth and fifth innings, I started calling pitches maybe 3 inches different, and she was hitting them. And I was like, it's over.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's over. Now, in a 2-1 ball game, it's difficult to say.
Sure.
But I'm like, we keep the ball where we want it. It's over. And then we scored those runs in the sixth, and I'm like, boom. Now, they gave us a little scare, but that was a great play by Isis and Nail. We throw the runner out, and that's it. That's ball game.
Well, for Isis and Nail, you don't win it without defense. Nail had some great plays, two great plays early in the game.
Sliding back in. I don't know what that was. Yeah. It's called a circus act, I believe, but it was an amazing play. But man, they're fun to watch. Yeah. They're fun to watch.
Well, and for Maddie, I thought it was interesting the adjustment she was going to have to make just because of game one and game two. It was like a home run derby for both teams. Balls were flying out of the ballpark. What makes Jane B. Moore Field such a hitter's ballpark? It's always been that way.
When it warms up, the wind always blows out.
Yeah.
And so that's what it does. But it can also be beneficial for the pitcher because the wind's blowing in your face, and that allows the ball to move as well. So it's a combination of things, you know. But, you know, on both sides, when the pitchers made a mistake, the other team made the pitchers pay.
Yeah.
And, you know, that can hurt your self-esteem sometimes.
Knew it was a matter of time before Isis put one off top of the scoreboard. She did that, and then K.K. McCrary, coach, a Tennessee native, transferred from Tennessee. She got not one but two on Saturday. How special was that for her?
Very special. You know, she's from, like you said, she's from Tennessee. She went to Tennessee her freshman year, came here, sat out a year, just because of the timing, and then to be able to do those types of things. It's fun. It's fun. I know that she has a great deal of respect for those players on that other team and the coaching staff. And as much as you hate to see someone do that, you know, coaches are still proud of kids that they've worked with and to see them have success regardless.
Four SEC series in, and you're 3-1 on Sunday. I know there's some changes you want to make for Friday and Saturday, but to be 3-1 on Sunday in this league is good, because you told me last week when this team figures it out and you put it together, Auburn's going to be tough to beat on the back end of weekends. How important is it to get those Sunday wins? Because, again, when you put it together, good things are going to happen.
Well, it's so strange. You know, I think Sunday wins are the toughest wins. And so, you know, it's one pitch at a time.
Yeah.
So let's see where we go from here.
Looking ahead to Samford this week in the midweek, what can you tell us about the competition you'll face?
It doesn't matter, because it's in-state. And when you play in-state teams, it's tough. It always is. It always will be. It doesn't matter where you're from. You can be from California. You're playing an in-state team. It's going to be a tough game. I don't care who you are. So, you know, we have to be ready. We have to come out and play hard. And, you know, Samford has showed that they can put some runs on the board. And so, you know, it's not going to be easy. It never is. It is going to be a night game, so we'll actually get to see the lights now. I know they flash. But in the daylight, you can't see them, so I'm excited to see that.
It's Taylor Swift night. Do you have any
good Taylor Swift?
Do you have some good Taylor Swift references for us?
I don't know. Well, you know, because I've been married for 34 years, right. So I don't have all the relationships.
All right. Well, that is true. Well, I will say, have one T Swift reference ready for the team. I think you'll surprise them if you do that.
I'll ask my daughter.
Yeah. I'll leave you with this. This weekend is you step out of SEC play back into non-conference play. It's always a weird weekend of the year, just because there's 13 teams in the conference. Yeah. Is there ever a good time of the year for this bye to come, or is it just one you just have to take it as it comes?
You take it as it comes, to be quite honest. You know, you just want to make sure that you're getting better each week and that you're staying on track. And, you know, we got some teams coming in here pretty daggone good.
Yeah.
And so, it's not conference play, but it's definitely not where it's a weekend that you can say, all right, let's relax.
And you get them at home.
Yeah, thank goodness we do get to play at home. This late in the season, that's always nice.
Well, Coach, thank you. Wish you all the best this week, and looking forward to another fun weekend at J.B. Moore Field. War Eagle.
Thanks. War Eagle.
Big week ahead for Auburn softball at Samford tomorrow night, on Wednesday at 6, and then Louisiana Tech and Georgia Tech come in on Friday. For Auburn head coach Mickey Dean, I'm Rip Bowen. That'll do it for this week in Auburn softball.